Hey, this is Jody. I was having a funny conversation with a girl today on the phone who obviously couldn't see what I look like. But she was talking to me about different people's perception of quality, and it sort of moved from there to people's different perception of age. And her perception, I gather she was only in her maybe mid-20s, her perception of middle age was anybody over 30, and a midlife crisis could happen to anybody over the age of 30. Now, I'll give her credit where credit is due. Yes, midlife crisis can happen probably anywhere from 30 up. She's probably very right there. Because there are some funny people who get so hung up on age, where 25 becomes a hurdle to get through. Well, actually, even before that, losing your teen years, so when you become 20 can be an issue. When you become 18 can become an issue. 21 seems to be another hurdle that people can get very depressed over. 25, because you suddenly realise that you're halfway through your 20s and, oh my goodness, where did the rest of my time go and what will I do with the few remaining years that I have left? Then you hit 30 and another few people suddenly realise their 20s are gone and how sad that is. Then, obviously, 35, middle of your 30s, oh my goodness, what haven't I done? What direction am I going in life? This is so sad. Oh, my life wasn't how I planned when I left school, and I've wasted the last 15 years. Then you hit 40, and there's another group of people that suddenly become depressed and can't cope with their life, and it's so sad that suddenly they are middle-aged, and if they're actually going to live to 80, or more, that this could be it, this could be the halfway point, so is it downhill from there on? The same thing happens 45, because they suddenly realise if they're going to live till 90, this could be the halfway point, so how scary for them. And I haven't reached anything beyond 45 at this stage, and I'm quite happy with my age at this point in my early 40s, so I can't really comment, but I do hear of people going through their 50th birthday having stresses because they're pretty sure they're not living to 100 and they're well and truly past the halfway mark. 60, I think you don't give a toss anymore, so if anybody out there is listening who is 60 and disagrees with me, then let me know. What have I got to look forward to? But the rest of it obviously varying degrees, people get stressed about birthdays. I'm very lucky not to have had that problem. Thank goodness I don't get hung up on my age. In fact, I've always considered myself to fall into the category above where I actually am, simply because I probably started going out to nightclubs when I was underage. So I was always that little bit ahead of the rest of my circle of friends, or the rest of my school friends, and then the circle of friends that I had. So it made me laugh. I thought, this young girl doesn't realise my age, and she's calling me middle-aged, and possibly going through a midlife crisis in her mind, because hell, everybody does, and their life folds after 30. So it just made me laugh, and I thought, you silly girl, when you realise and when you grow up a little bit more, you'll understand that age is nothing, it's not a barrier to anything. If anything, age frees you from all of the hang-ups that were once haunting you. It's just so funny. And to speak to younger children who think anything over 20 is one foot in the grave. Again, it's perception. I talk about perception every now and then, and people's perception of different things really does amuse me, no end. So there you go. Apparently I'm having a midlife crisis, and I'm middle-aged. Cheers for that.